Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. And, you know, I'm not sure if you can imagine this or not, because it seems incredible. But imagine being arrested for what you might be silently thinking. Not saying out loud, not making a show, not holding a sign or making any kind of a show, just silently thinking. It seems incredible. It seems incredible, but this is exactly what happened to my next guest last November. She is one of the key speakers at next week's Rally for Life in Dublin, so I am delighted to be able to chat with you this morning, Isabel Von Spruce. You're very welcome to the show. Can you tell us what happened that day back in November?
Yeah, sure. So I think it was actually just into December when this happened. So during November, I'd gone into the there's what we call a PSPO, a public space protection order, which creates like a buffer zone around the abortion centre in Birmingham. And it bans certain activities like protesting, you know, to do with abortion. But, you know, obviously I thought it's not going to ban my silent prayers. So I went in there, actually when it was closed, when the abortion centre was closed, and just silently prayed near the abortion centre. As I say, not manifesting that in any way, not holding a, you know, a Bible or rosary beads or anything like that, not saying anything out loud to anyone, no signs or anything. And yeah, I was arrested, taken to the police station, locked in a police cell, and you know, questioned under caution and eventually charged with engaging in an act which was intimidating service users, even though there were no service users. The abortion centre was closed. I was eventually acquitted.
Do you think this is a sign of the times, Isabel? Is this coming for, like, everybody?
Well, if we don't respect the freedom to live, which is essentially what's happening with abortion, then it's not really any surprise that, you know, we don't respect the freedom to pray, the freedom to think. You know, these are all our most fundamental freedoms. And like I say, we're not respecting the most basic one of all. So it only, you know, it's only kind of logical in a way to follow that illogic,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does. And you mentioned there that you were acquitted for the November incident, but there was another incident as well, wasn't there?
And in a way, I think this is even more absurd because, like you say, I'd just been acquitted. And within a couple of weeks, I went and did exactly the same thing again, as in silently standing near the abortion centre, exactly the same spot. And this time, six police officers came in a van to arrest me.
Wow. That's impressive.
Just bizarre.
Yeah. You must be very menacing.
Well, my prayers are obviously powerful. I mean, that's one thing I've learned through it.
And where do you stand with that right now, Isabel? Is that still going through the courts, or where does that stand?
So I was put on bail. I'm no longer on bail, but I'm still waiting to hear from the Crown Prosecution Service as to whether I'll be charged or not. So it's still up in the air a little bit. It's certainly dragging on.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been working many years to help women in crisis pregnancies. How has that changed over the years? Have you noticed a change in the years that you've been doing the work?
I've actually noticed more people coming to join in outside abortion centres, which has been really encouraging. I think maybe when I first went to pray, it was probably more of the older demographic, really enthusiastic, dedicated people who'd been kind of, you know, carrying that banner for many years. But now, you know, we've started 40 Days for Life. We started that about 10 years ago outside the abortion centre. And we've got more younger people than ever coming to join us. I think they're really recognizing how serious this is, you know, and taking it up for their generation. A lot of them have actually suffered from abortions themselves. The amount of people who are involved in our work who've been through abortion, an abortion or abortions, and because they know firsthand how damaging that is, they want to make sure that other women are offered alternatives, you know,
yeah,
the sort of help that they weren't offered.
Yeah, and you're coming to Dublin next Saturday for the National Rally for Life. What will you be telling the pro-life community here?
Oh, I can't wait, yeah. So, yeah, I love coming to the rally. I guess, you know, I really want to encourage people, whether it's in England, whether it's in Ireland, we really need to stay in the fight. You know, there's so much to lose, obviously in terms of the lives of children, but also in you know, the women and the men who are being scarred so terribly by abortion. And I know things can seem really dark right now. I mean, we just had abortion statistics released for last year. And they were terrible statistics. You know, just in the 6 month period, 17,000 more than the previous 6 month period. Wow. So horrific figures. But we must respond to that with action. Obviously, we need prayer, but we need to do things, whether that's out on the street or in our own lives. We do need to take some personal responsibility.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much. We really look forward to next weekend and seeing you there and hearing what you have to say. And I really appreciate you chatting with me this morning. Thanks for
coming. Oh, it's a blessing.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's Isabel Vaughn Spruce, Rally for Life, Dublin, July 1st. Make sure you show up for that. And it's going to be a great day for families. Make sure you bring the kids along, bring the whole family. We go every single year. And it's just such an important thing to make, like Isabel said, to make our presence known, to let people see that there are young people, there are families, there are all kinds of demographic that are really, really concerned about what's happening over abortion in our country. So make sure you're there next Saturday, July 1st.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.